Are we on, Chris?
Yes.
This is the Taney County Commission. It is Thursday, March 1st, 2012. We have been involved in a local emergency meeting this morning with the emergency management that was called for and had set in on that. I would like to suspend the agenda as we have it set forth and go into the matter of the recent tornadic event that occurred in Taney County by calling an emergency session. There are a number of things that we need to deal with. There are a number of miscommunications that have gone forth. I just stepped out of a conference call that's going on currently between DNR, the city of Branson, and our local emergency management people regarding a site that has been agreed to for the county to manage, but and yet the commission doesn't know about it, so we really need to talk about this and a number of other issues. So if, and with this county commission's approval, I think that our agenda of business should be the recent tornado and what actions we can take to best help the people of Taney County. Is that agreed with you gentlemen that we can have that as an agenda item and listed as an emergency agenda item?
Sure.
That's fine with me. I did want to mention, Ron, that the emergency meeting that we had this morning was moved into this location, so it wasn't on the air in the morning. It will be on the air. They're scheduling another one for in the morning because of the storms that might roll in tonight, and that will be broadcast probably across our system. But the meeting that they had this morning, because the number of people was moved in here at a early and wasn't scheduled, so we'll get that on.
I think we need to talk about a number of issues. The first and foremost, which affects our transfer station and part of the road and bridge operations, is debris. That is a huge issue, and what we're going to do with debris. As I heard this morning, that was offered from Mayor Potter from the Taney County Fair Board was the use of their site. And if, in fact, that has been cleared, I personally can't think of anything that would make the people of Powerside and people of Eastern Taney County at least happier, because that's something that is centrally located to the damage they have. And if, in fact, hauling that material is going to be at their expense and or in part of it at county's expense, obviously for that which is in right-of-ways and so forth that we're responsible for, it would certainly be the shortest haul from that area, I believe. We need to chat about that. I am only this morning being made aware of two or three items. And I'll ask Jim here in just a minute, a site that City of Branson is working with, I guess for City of Branson debris and some county debris and or just limbs. I don't know yet. But the real question is the transfer station and whether or not everybody in the world is going to bring debris to the transfer station free of charge. Now, in the past, when we had the issue with the floods, and that did qualify because many of the flooded properties did not have the insurance that was necessary, and statewide that was declared an emergency from the scope, at least that we could be reimbursed from FEMA. Our emergency management people tell us this is more than likely not going to be reimbursed. And this is going to be on the county's nickel and or city's nickel, et cetera. The verbiage I heard on the conference call just now was they were setting this site up, I guess just outside of Branson, as a county site, and the county would facilitate that. Well, I don't know about that, so we need to hear about it. And can you tell us, inform us about that?
Well, I can tell you what was discussed yesterday, even when we had a small discussion yesterday about 4 o'clock, was Branson is looking for a place to haul their debris, which normally it goes to commercial haulers and goes to the transfer station. In the conversation I had with Dean Krutoff was, we can't handle the volume of debris all at one time. So he says, what do you think about getting the staging area? I said, well, that's the only way I can see us handling it because we can't pile it up at the transfer station. Just we're not physically set up for it. So I said before we even move forward with that, there's a bunch of questions I have, Dean, which is, first of all, where? Second of all is, what's required from permitting from DNR or EPA? Third thing is, if a federal disaster is not declared, who pays for this and who manages it? Once again, all those questions are the questions that I threw out there. Dean asked if the county could manage it. I said, at this point, we don't know any of the other questions. How can we even get to that question? So what they have told me was they secured a site owned by Arvis Bank over off of Forsyth Drive, which is next to Tanger. Arvis has given them that property to use as a staging area.
That's in the city limits?
That's in the city limits. So that's the first thing that they have got that site secured with the appropriate, or working on the appropriate waivers, but that's between the city of Branson and Arvis. The next question was obviously permitting. That's when the conversation stopped, because you know what Chris was saying when he was talking to us yesterday individually was, this most likely won't be a federal disaster, so therefore there's no reimbursements. So what do we do with that? Now, obviously, with the commercial haulers, even during the flood event, we didn't waive commercial fees because they were charging their customers to haul. So needless to say, those fees collected by commercials that pay the transfer station for our tipping fees, it doesn't really matter who hauls, because, once again, that's a pass-through cost for us. But the question that – there was numerous questions that were thrown out there, but not having any answers. And then I got a phone call at 10 till 9 saying DNR is at City of Branson, wants to have a conversation of their plan for debris removal. And all I told Dean was, please remember, we don't want a direct drop-off to the transfer station, because we're not set up to handle that volume unless we do something as a commission to hire an outside company to help haul for us. Then there wouldn't be a cost issue, because, once again, if it's commercial haulers, that covers the cost of hauling to an ultimate landfill. So at this point, all I know is that they've secured a facility, a site, but other than that, I know nothing and committed to nothing as a commission.
Currently, anyone who brings debris to the transfer station, are they being charged for that debris?
Danny and I spoke about 9:30 yesterday morning. Was that about 9:30?
I can't remember the time of day that we visited about it. At that point, we didn't know that this wasn't going to be a federally...
A FEMA event, right.
A FEMA event. At that point, conversation was mentioned that we might waive the fees.
Right.
Well, this is a totally different situation. I had been out 76. I had been to Powerside. I had been to all these locations, and I couldn't see any way that it couldn't be a federally funded situation. But it apparently doesn't meet some of the qualifications, and I think that there may be some leeway to
the underinsured and uninsured. Yeah.
Yes, and so in the miscommunication with Mr. Stottle and probably with all the back and forth conversation, there was probably something said about waiving the fees like it was last time, but that's not the case, because what has been taken out there has to be assumed that it's. And I don't know how much has been taken out.
And I think ultimately, though, even during the flood event, we never waived commercial hauling.
Right.
I mean, that was always a charged event, because they were charging their end users to do boxes and all that. So I think
this will become less of an issue, I believe, when there are debris fields that are identified that we, in fact, can have people take the debris to, and the decisions will be made on, I would assume, how to separate that debris as to what can be burned, what can't be burned, et cetera, on those fields. But we're in the process of designating what those fields are. I know that there are some people who have dumped at the transfer station, and the fees have been waived as yesterday. Right, Dave? And so we need to give our people the directions that they need so that they, in fact, can tell the employees what to do or not to do. I don't have a problem stepping up as a county official and handling part of this. I mean, we're all in this together. We have a number of people that are suffering. But our staff needs to know what to do and what the direction is. I agree absolutely. The commercial haulers that are charging need to be charged.
Absolutely. That covers our costs.
That covers the cost of doing this. On the other hand, if individuals are taking out there, we need to make a decision and make it this morning if we're going to continue the practice that was put in place yesterday or if we're going to change that. And that's what I'm asking us to have the discussion about on this issue so we can give direction to these individuals.
One just tidbit I'd like to throw out there is if the product, if the material comes out to the transfer station, if we could spend a little time sorting it, we can recoup some of our costs from metal recycling. Yeah. That would offset some of our expenses that we're going to incur so that possibly we could waive residential fees because we're having recycled money to offset those expenses, if we wanted to do that. But I would just say because we could have the ability to sort a little bit, that may help offset some of the expenses because we do have some recycling places, one in Arkansas, I think even one in Hollister, that would purchase some metal. That's just a suggestion.
Right. I think maybe this discussion is a little premature on what we're going to do at the transfer station. Direction needs to be held either one direction or the other that we're going to accept or not, because the debris fields takes that out of our hands. Once Branson establishes and once we establish, which I assume now because of the Joplin situation when I was up there, they haul for long distances. Mount Branson debris field can be hauled to the Forsyth location if approved. And according to Mayor Potter, I think that's available.
Well, and one of the questions that was posed, that I posed to Dean was, okay, so if the county, you know, one scenario is the county doesn't maintain the debris fields, then who is responsible for hauling that debris to the transfer station? I think that's one question.
That was part of my confusion, because as I stepped in on the conference call and I heard Dean state, when asked specifically by Chris in front of these individuals that are there from our congressman's office, who will be responsible for the field? Will this be a county-managed operation? Dean said that was the agreement that was made yesterday. And not knowing about that, I was confused about it. So there, maybe he misunderstood as well.
Yeah, there's no agreement, because I gave him a list of questions, which was if it's an EPA. I mean, what I was being told at one time, the EPA had to come in and certify the field prior to use to make sure there was no leaching of any foreign material into it once we're done. So they had to have a before test and an after test, and it was an EPA. And so there were so many questions being thrown around. Dean had asked us if we would sort, then we could recoup our costs, because the ultimate question is once we have these debris sites set up, what then? Let's say we burn the wood, what do we do with everything else?
Well, but the site that they're talking about in the city of Branson falls in the city of Branson.
Correct.
And my question is, would it not be a city-managed property and at their expense, or is it going to be potentially at the county's expense?
I hadn't thought about it from that perspective.
Let me assure you that in walking, and I know that you viewed that from the air, but in walking Power Side and going out through that area, we're not talking a couple of dozen trees.
No.
I would say there are thousands of trees that are down in Taney County, and this is going to be an incredible undertaking. The most immediate, of course, is to get those trees out of the houses that are in these areas, and there are a number of them. I was shocked that are on the houses or in the houses and in the yards and make it impossible to get in and out of some of the houses. It's just, it's horrific.
One of the questions I had for Chris and when we were walking out at the end of the day yesterday was, is there going to be any recovery money from the state? Because that really answers the question, if we're doing this who's paying for it? Because once again, even when we met with some haulers who wanted to help, it was, you're not going to do it for free, so who's paying for you? And those questions were still up in the air, and so I don't have any answers.
I don't either. I have a call into the feds on different levels, and I will share that with you all, and I'll share it with Chris. and I have a response from a member of the president's staff in trying to see, because let's be honest, this is a special year. And in special years, there are special accommodations that are made. And we may, in fact, get some special accommodation made because of that, and or because of the true need that is within the county. And we need to pursue every avenue we can. As you both know, I was scheduled to go to Washington tomorrow, and that trip's been a reality for the last couple of months. I'll be wrestling today with the pros and cons of that as to whether or not go. But if, in fact, I can meet with the member of the president's staff and with Roy and the others and pursue that from that end, I intend to do that. If not, I'm not going to go on that trip. And I just, the immediate question is, what do we do in the transfer station today? Not next week, not next week or next month, but what do we do today so that our staff will know what to do? Chris, just to bring you quickly up to snuff, we're talking about the call that you were just on, the site that is either offered or not offered, the site that Mayor Potter has offered along with the Fair Board, trying to come to the best conclusion possible as to what to do with the debris in Taney County. Can you give us some insight as to the call you were just on? And
sure. I just had a phone call with Dean Kirchhoff from City of Branson. And the pros and cons in regards to how we can deal with this debris. He would, he has obviously this site, Tanstone, mm-hmm. is that what it's called, right across from the old Walmart. And I believe that would be an incredible site, especially for the city of Branson to stage debris. He really had not much interest in burning any vegetation there. He would really like that if, like I said, offer was pretty much made to him to that there's a tree service that would shred it. If that would be possible, that's what he would like. He also does not want to really have anything to do with this as the city. And I guess he was an offer was made to him that the county would run this. And that's what he told me. And so he has no interest in doing anything with it.
So, Chris, is there going to be any state money to help offset the costs?
I don't think so.
So then that answers the question of the county involvement. I mean, we can't touch the material two or three times, I think, Danny or Ron.
No.
I mean, it's there's no way.
Now, the one point he made, and I think that is a valid point, this may not be as big of a deal as we think, because he said a lot of the hotels and stuff that have started cleaning up, everybody's bringing these huge dumpsters in. And they're obviously not going to... nobody's bringing dumpsters to the transfer station, do they? I mean, roll-off dumpsters.
We're going to have a proposal today for that.
No.
Potentially.
But on a routine day, nobody brings a roll-off dumpster to the transfer station.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a problem then.
Yeah, I mean, the roll-offs come to the transfer station.
They can go directly to the landfill. That all has to be worked out later today. But what I think the question that's on the table is no, we are not going to waive fees at this moment at the transfer station. That's probably the direction that we would give our staff, as because there are no... funds available are that may change in the future when the commission considers all the locations of the debris fields, the several things, but as of right now, we'll probably not do that.
You know, I think one thing we need to realize, this is a considerable difference from our flooding event. The flooding event was a lot of people had no insurance, flood insurance, so they truly had to pay for this out of their own pocket. Most of these people that are involved have insurance, and they're going to have insurance coverage that, as part of their coverage, will pay for to haul that debris off. So the vegetation is a different story. Obviously, a tree that goes down in their yard, if it didn't hit their house, they're going to have to take care of that. So that's a different story. Mm. But I think we may worry too much about this. I'm not sure. I could really foresee that a lot of this will, that people will just call for dumpsters. Now, I do not know if you can say we don't accept dumpsters, roll-off dumpsters at the transfer station, and they have to go straight north with them. I don't know if you can do that or not. Because if they fill up obviously big old dumpsters and then take it to transfer station,
we can be over.
You'd be very quickly overloaded.
Yeah, overloaded. So the decision, and we've got discussions later this morning scheduled to come in, proposals and all this kind of stuff for those situations. As far as that, what we needed to do is get one thing at a time, and the fact is that until we find out, because we can't take roll-offs and mass numbers at the transfer station, is that there won't be any free dumping by the residents, or definitely not by these commercial haulers that are making money off the roll-off situation. So that'll be in a discussion sometime later this morning. We had a meeting in Branson yesterday. There was people there that were talking about this situation. And so we'll make a decision later. I don't know what time that's scheduled.
Can we talk about the individuals real fast who are trying to clean up their properties? Can we just talk about that first, from a waiving of transfer fees and all that? My concern is this. A lot of these, even these people who are maybe underinsured, they won't have money that will certain insurances pay for cleanup. We know that. Some of these houses in some of these areas, Mount Branson, I saw some of the places. I can't make the assumption that everyone was perfectly insured up there.
That's probably a fact.
And so my concern is this. If you've ordered a commercial dumpster, you obviously had the ability to pay the bill. Okay. It's those individuals who are trying to clean up their property to come back to some sort of normality, normalcy. What I'd like to do, Danny, and I'm proposing, is that we waive individuals as they come to the transfer station. We sort, maybe dedicate one of the road and bridge guys to help sort or two, so that we can kind of recycle and offset those individual costs. And so that way we are at least helping the individuals who are, if they're doing it themselves, odds are they don't have a lot of extra money to pay someone to do it, okay? And I want to help those residents who are trying to get back to some sort of normalcy. And so I would like for us to consider waiving the individuals that bring the stuff to the transfer station. And when I say, and do it for X amount of days for us to kind of evaluate, because in the county you can burn. And so, you know, they're going to burn mostly everything and then come back and have a dump truck load of, or a trailer load of things. So what's your thoughts, Danny?
I'm for that, other than the fact of the amount. Jim, when we dealt with the floods and these, we had to even make adjustments at the transfer station on the number of people, because we were dealing with 15 to 20 homes that were bringing stuff out there. We're dealing with...
Here's my question for you. If we re-looked the way we did the transfer station, and such as hired a hauler to haul everything from the transfer station, we load the trucks, but they have a whole lot more trucks than we do. So we could have more trucks run into the landfills, and then we reserved our trucks for maybe metal runs going to the recycling. We can kind of have more vehicles to handle more volume, and we increase the overall number of trailers involved in this process. That still doesn't address the Branson debris. But what we possibly do is increase the overall, our overall hauling volume.
I think we need to continue with this discussion, and we need to make a decision about it. My concern is the city of Branson right now is thinking that they have an agreement with this county wherein the county is going to take the responsibility of a piece of property that falls within the city limits of Branson to take care of all of their materials.
That's the way I was told just a little bit ago, and that eventually it will be that we take care of it, we manage it, and eventually clean it completely up to the condition it is today.
Now, I absolutely want to work in concert with the city of Branson, but when I heard that conversation, that was the first inkling I had, which is why I made the comment I did to y'all before I stepped out of the conference over there. We're going to talk about it. we hadn't yet, but it's their understanding.
That agreement's
already been cast.
Well, then we need to make sure, Chris, if you would, from the commission, we haven't made that decision.
Okay.
I mean, that's, so they just, need to clearly know that we don't have, that decision was, there's a misunderstanding or whatever.
I do not know how it got there, but that's sure is how they feel today.
Yeah.
So it'd be fine. Just tell me what you want me to tell them, and I'd be glad to do that.
I want to ask David a question. I know these gentlemen are here. David, with what we put up with the mass numbers last time that came in, and I know people were lined out past the even with the free dumping, were lined up to the gate out there.
Yes, sir.
And so when we were dealing with 15 homes, we weren't dealing with commercial businesses and everything that's involved. I can't see that little location handling that mass quantity until we get the debris fields set.
Okay, and so here's the question then. Who manages the debris fields? Who's going to pay for it? Mr. Stottel? I mean, if we're managing debris fields, we're talking about loaders and personnel. Even if we have someone else hauling it, we're still talking about loaders, personnel to manage. I mean, I agree. We need to have at least two debris areas, one over here on closer to power site, one in Branson. Ultimately, if everything's going to the transfer station, we need to be aware of that. So the question is, personnel-wise, what are we looking at?
We can probably get some volunteers to assist, but we're going to need somebody there to manage it. And that's in charge and calls the shots on
Dave.
It. So
if we have debris fields, though, why would it come straight to the transfer station after a month later when we decide we can start cleaning this up? It wouldn't even come to the transfer station. I mean, whether you, the city, they need to get trucks to come in there and load it directly on the trucks that go straight to the landfill.
Correct.
Wouldn't use the transfer for that. I need to know, can I go out there and sweep my glass up and pick a few limbs up and bring it into the transfer, and is it you're going to carry the cost?
Here's a question. Could we create a burn site close to Branson if people wanted to come to the transfer station that we could drop wood off, because we can burn in the county if we wanted to shred or whatever we want to do, but if they would separate... I guess that's the question. We can get rid of half of the material because it's wood if we wanted to burn it or shred it, right?
Mm. Yeah, we're going to have an offer today. I don't know how good that offer is going to be, and it might be worthless. To have a company come in and bring a number of trailers and trucks to haul everything out of here and take care of everything. Obviously, well, first let me tell you what I told them. I said I thanked them for their free offer to help us in our time of distress and time of need. The guy said, I didn't say it would be free. And I said, then you need to give us a proposal tomorrow for what you're talking about to the penny, because we need to know whether that's going to be a viable option for the county or not. Sometime today we're supposed to hear about that. I think that what you brought up a minute ago and what we've been discussing answers your immediate question, is what do we do at that transfer station today? What do we do tomorrow? What do we do the next day? And I think your comment about individuals that are I don't want to put us in this situation. I don't want to be an individual in this county commission that says, we're going to help you in your time of need. If it was a flood, if the federal government is going to step back in, if the county is going to be reimbursed, that would qualify your need and your time of need, or us helping you. I don't want to be in that situation. We have people that are... that are desperate, and we need to help them. I stood in the house yesterday, and there was nothing. You know, and it doesn't make any difference to that person whether they qualify for reimbursement to have their property picked up or helped. They don't have anything, and they need help. So I think that we do need to designate a few days, and we need to be helpful.
David,
we can do it.
Based off of what the volume's coming in, we need more trailers. Is that right? I mean, we can't make the turnarounds fast enough. Is that correct?
Not if everything was coming to the transfer station.
Not if everything.
If the individuals were coming to the transfer station and not a debris field, how many, I mean, that was my question is, if they were bringing debris to the transfer station, individuals, not, let's just say commercial haulers.
No commercial haulers.
Let's take the commercial haulers off the equation. How many more trailers would we need? Because that would answer that maybe proposal.
Well, we're talking for a limited amount of time.
Only for, let's say, 7 days.
The trailers isn't what's hurting us.
What's hurting us? The commercial haulers?
We don't have that big amount coming in yet.
Okay.
I mean,
it's just start
the first day.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who's ordered dumpsters for their residents.
Well, what Allied said they dropped off 35 dumpsters yesterday. Is that what we were told? 35 dumpsters in Branson alone. Those are all going to have to be dumped somewhere. And if we told them, if we said no commercial hauling for 7 days, that would let the commercial haulers be able to deal with it. I mean, is that what we're talking?
Have a stipulation where, and we override it when we're slow enough, but 2 roll-offs per day per company.
Yeah, that's true. We do have that.
It's in the manual. Slow them down. So I don't know that we'll have the problem with that. We do go ahead and take 3 from one company or the other when we can.
Well, the transfer station
and
itself was set up
to lately.
The transfer station originally was set up for the individuals of the county. It was not a commercial. It's a convenience to commercial when we're not busy, but it was set up originally for individuals. That's why we created the transfer station years and years ago. Right, Danny? Mm-hmm.
That I don't want to create a problem at that location with the number of people that will be coming out there. When we set up the debris fields today, everybody that lives on the west of Lake Taneycomo can come to the Forsyth debris field area if it's approved. Whatever happens on the west side can be approved, and everybody on that side can go to that location. The transfer station itself was not set up for that mass volume that's going to be coming in there.
Let me ask you the question then. Who manages these fields?
The one that's in the county, as per se on this side of the deal, we've already offered some help. This morning we needed some guidelines to go by. We asked Mr. Potter to give us a need of personnel, and we would evaluate it and send what we could. We still have.
So is Forsyth going to manage theirs then?
He said that he was going to talk to his people, and he was looking for his personnel to take care of and manage that site. My feeling as I listened to him this morning, Chris, was that he was thinking tree debris only. And that they would be burning that tree debris and taking care of that tree debris and that they could handle it there. He says, because we've got a huge spot where we can burn. But he's not just going to get tree debris. Maybe I could be mistaken.
Well, I'm not against debris fields. I'm just saying, what I think the bigger issue is,
if I'm wrong,
who's managing?
You address that.
I think he was talking about the debris field and the wood, but I think he understands there will be other stuff too.
Okay.
I do think he does.
Was he thinking, and back to Jim's question, that it was going to be the city that was offering to handle that, or he was looking outside?
Well, he was mentioning a backhoe, that he would take the city backhoe up there, but I don't. That's what he mentioned. I don't know what that meant.
Who's going to get rid of the debris
exactly.
that they take that cannot be burned?
I mean, exactly. That's my question.
When we took the trees is mainly what I worked on when I was up there, and of course they were burning them at first, but the other debris has to be set, and eventually it's got to go somewhere. It cannot
in,
be
in
buried.
The county.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
It can't be buried. But
keenly understand that.
Who's taking care of that?
And that's something not only has to be answered here, it has to be answered for this potential site
in
Branson. If they're
both
relying
sites.
On the county
See,
to take care of
now
both
I,
sites.
I think this is a double-edged sword because I feel like if you say, okay, it's Branson debris, number one, what if some people from Mount Branson ended up going there? And Branson says, well, you're not in the city. You have to take your debris somewhere else. And the other issue is going to be if Branson says, if you don't want to manage it,
we're going to the transfer station.
We just tell everybody to take it to the transfer station. What do you do then?
That's where it goes now.
I'm not suggesting that you manage that one, but I'm afraid that's how it's going to end up.
That's
unless we limit the transfer station to regular trash,
mm-hmm. we can't
which
do
is
any.
what it's designed for.
If their insurance is planned for, why would they even have to have a debris field? I mean, who's going to take it from their motel or wherever it's at, the home, to the debris field?
I'm not in the trash business, but if it would just seem like if you have a truck, I'm not talking little dumpster, we're talking big truck, full of trash, why don't you just go to landfill? It seems like we're making this way more complicated.
The turnaround time is it's extreme. I mean, what's the turnaround time to what, Lamar or wherever? Where are our guys dump usually? We go both places, don't we?
We go to only Springfield now.
Okay.
We used to go to Hartville.
That turnaround is what? How long?
2 hours.
Okay. That's why, Chris, the turnaround. It's a 2 hour turnaround for one truck.
Okay. Well, but
I think, is why aren't they going to go straight to where we go or to the Springfield landfill? Correct?
I think we're kind of talking all about the same thing. It's because those people that have a dumpster that or paid for it,
okay, so
they probably have some means to do that. Just what you're mentioning, no commercial dumping for 7 days or whatever, make those people go to Springfield and dump it, and then maybe the transfer station can take the individual
so
stuff.
So, David, would that, do you think, I mean, you were out amongst the debris and all that, if we limited to no commercial hauling into the transfer station, I mean, we have no idea, do you, how much of the transfer station could handle that? Because we still don't take green waste, so we don't take trees at the transfer station.
Well, that's another thing. AEW was down yesterday and said a few they could take, and I said no. They're supposed to be faxing something now to me that says...
See, that may be another thing to look at, that we do two debris fields for just green waste, for vegetation debris.
In unincorporated areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of those people will probably burn it anyway, but for some people that don't want to or can't, then for them we do an area where they can dump that stuff.
Let me cover a technical issue that I missed this morning. I talked with our county clerk. It spread upon the records that we all agreed that we would have an emergency session to discuss about this, but she feels we should have a formal vote. I'd like to have a motion, even at this late time, to do that in a second.
On the emergency session?
Yes, that we go into emergency session.
Motion to go into emergency session for March 1st.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded that we enter to emergency session to discuss the recent tornado and all events related thereto. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sorry. Thank you, gentlemen.
So what if we said no commercial haulers and free transfer station if you individually drop it off? We have. What's your first thought on that, David?
You're talking to commercial haulers that are hauling debris from the tornado, not the commercial trash haulers that's picking up everyday trash, though, correct?
Yes. Just
the normal transfers.
Normal
stuff,
trucks. The normal stays the normal.
Other than the room in the parking lot, depending on how hard they hit us, we should be able to handle it.
Okay. If we had more trailers, would that help us handle it? That's not the issue.
No.
It's just unloading, scraping, packing. That normal process is the normal process. Do you think we're going to get... Do you think we need to have a burn... green waste burn site for just green waste on both sides of the county, so that because they have no place to take it.
Yeah, I think two areas need to be set up for people to go with their brush and
with a brush.
And certain wood that can burn, treated wood can't be burnt.
Right.
Can if it catches on fire.
Mm-hmm. With enough accelerants, it'll burn.
The location this morning was a great peace of mind to me to hear Mayor Potter talk about the location up here, because it's a perfect location. Now, the establishment of location on the western side, there's already been discussion about that. If we can confirm that it's going to be in a certain location, the faster we get it announced to the public through the that they go through the proper channels with DNR, EPA, and all those things, I'm tickled to death with whatever happens there, Jim, if we can get a location. But the thing of it is when we proceed with trying to do everything out of the transfer station, the limited space out there, we're going to run into more problems than just taking trash. And the regular trash that we pick up on a regular basis that goes there is all that thing can handle. That's as much as that thing can handle out there. And so I have a big concern of taking all this debris, whether it be whatever might be in one of those trucks, to the transfer station. I think I have a legitimate concern.
You do. I guess the bigger thing is, and we need to get clarification from both Mayor Potter and you need to inform Branson. We haven't decided that, but if they had to manage their own debris fields, okay, does that change what they're going to do? I mean, my thing is this: if we want to try some sort of normality, then we don't bring any storm damage to the transfer station.
Right. Now let me kind of sort that out for you just a little bit. The situation at Forsyth is going to be taking stuff out of the county at Mount Branson, Power Site, O Highway, all those places that lay within the county. That makes that debris field a different situation than the one at Branson, which all the debris that comes from the Branson location is inside the city limits of Branson. That is a cooperative effort between the county and the city of Branson to make that operation run. But the situation from Mount Branson to O Highway is county situation. And if the city of Forsyth needs help in that area to manage that, I'm willing to do so, and I'm willing to help Branson in theirs. But they also have to say that if it's inside the city limits of Branson there, that they're going to have to be responsible for some of it. Because that debris that's coming is within inside the city.
Let me throw a scenario that Chris brought up. They're going to say, let's play that. Let's say they're not going to manage their own debris field. Okay? Let's just say they don't do it. The alternative is the transfer station.
Not if we won't take it, Jim.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm saying we can't handle it. I'm not saying that we're not doing it.
But what about...
of choice. I'm not making a matter of choice on it. I'm making a matter of whether you can handle it at the transfer station, and we cannot handle it.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, we can't handle the volume of debris.
This is nowhere comparable to Joplin's. I don't know how each motel's going to do their...
They bring it to us whether or not they're paying for it.
Absolutely. That's the whole deal.
They're paying like everyone else.
Companies aren't going to come in here if they're not going to be reimbursed from FEMA to haul ours off. If the insurance, when they find out insurance will pay for it and they can pay that hauler, then he'll haul it. I mean, he's not going to haul it to a debris field if he's not going to get paid to do it. And if he's going to load it, he can take it straight onto the landfill versus the debris field.
Right.
You know, a hauler might say, I'm going to contribute and haul one time, but not 1,000. I mean,
right.
It just...
And they did that in Joplin.
Yep.
I mean, we have substantial damage here. There's no doubt about it.
Let me ask you...
There's going to be quite a bit hauled.
Let me ask you something, Jim, and you've been in communication with the city of Branson, talking with them, but do we need three debris fields, one for the city that they would do, one that we would have on that side of the county that we could take brush and trees and things like that, and then one over here with the city of Forsyth offering the facility up here. Do we need three, one to burn because you said Dean didn't want to burn?
Well, the city of Branson has, they don't allow burning without a permit, and you know, that's just what Branson does. So nothing can be burned in the city limits without a permit.
That's their debris field.
Which permit are you talking about, DNR or City of Branson
permit? City of Branson.
They have to get a permit from themselves?
Individuals, if you want to burn in the city limits, have to get a permit from a permit or a...
They have to get authorization or permit or whatever from the city to burn.
Right.
So yeah. You would... stand the reason that they could get a permit from themselves?
Well, if they would, I don't know if they would. That conversation's not had. I mean, I guess I'm answering Danny's question here is, I don't know the answers to those questions that you're asking.
He made it pretty.
Two fields is enough.
What did he say this morning?
He did not flat out say that they would not burn, but he made it very clear that he would really rather not burn. If somebody would come in and chip it or whatever, that he would very much prefer.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. The center of tourism that they have, that they don't want a huge debris field on fire. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense. But what we're talking about, at least for the time being, they want to utilize that as a staging area.
Correct.
And then to do something off-site from the staging area, regardless of what that is. I think that's what I heard when I stuck my head into your meeting over there a minute ago, the conference call. That was Dave's thinking, Dean's thinking of that area, which is a perfect area.
To stage it,
yeah,
then eventually be hauled off.
That's
correct.
What I meant, yeah.
Yes.
Was just thinking. The bigger question I've got is, or the bigger statement or clarification, there's no reason a commercial hauler should take anything to the transfer station or a debris field. But they just need to take it to the landfill. That's how I see it. There's no reason for them to drop it off at the debris field for somebody, the entity, to pick it back up and haul it to a landfill when they're already paying and charging to do that.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Is that okay?
I can't see that we would double the cost to individuals or to the county or to the city by picking stuff up and hauling it two or three times. It makes absolutely no sense. Common sense would be the prevailer in this situation.
One of the determining factors, though, is that businessman that's doing the hauling that realizes it's not economically feasible for him to make those trips. They're not going to do that.
Or they're just going to charge more to cover the mileage drive.
Or they're going to charge a lot more, right?
Right.
My original question. Small individual. I'm out there and picking.
You got your own trailer. You got your pickup
shingles
truck.
Shingles up out of my
I'm
yard.
In favor for this weekend for us to allow the individual to continue doing what happened yesterday and to bring debris to the transfer station.
For individuals.
This weekend. Now, if you wanted to extend that time, you gentlemen, let's talk about it.
Let me ask you this question. It is a weekend. Do we want to extend the hours for people to be able to have time to clean up? It's supposed to rain tomorrow, which they won't be cleaning up tomorrow in the rain. You know, do we want to extend the hours this weekend and allow people more time individually? Because if they're working, that means they only have the weekend or nights to clean up.
Well, and they're going to double their efforts today, at least. I was watching people do that yesterday. I mean, in the middle of nothing, they were cleaning up.
They were cleaning up because they want to get back to some sort.
Well, and they want to sort through and see if they can find any part of their lives that's still there.
I would say if it's an individual, I would rerun, if it's an individual storm debris, we waive the fees through Sunday. Let's say through Monday so we can have a discussion Monday, if that's all right.
Through Monday.
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 I'm fine with that.
Through
as
Monday.
Long as we have a... David, I would recommend to you, because you're in charge out there, that if you run into a overwhelming situation because of what we said, that you come back to this county commission and we will try to alert the news media that we might have a change in that situation, because I do not see this... I'm going by our regular trash pickup days that we do twice a year when people can't even, they're parked all the way out at the transfer station, all the way around the corner. We have to remember that we have school events, we have the recplex out there where there's people that's being hauled out there and have to have those things. Gentlemen, I don't want to concentrate everything into an area to where we create more of a problem with this then, but I'm willing to go forward with this part here.
So let me ask you a follow-up question. Do we need to have a green waste area in the county for near the transfer station for people to drop limbs off from power site, from the city of Branson, people who just got broken limbs and they got to haul it somewhere?
Where do we take that?
Don't need it from Powersite because that's all going over here.
Well, it may be closer over here if we, I mean, Powersite's just, I mean, not Powersite, I'm sorry, Mount Branson. It may be closer to Mount Branson to come over an unincorporated area. I'm just trying to figure out how we do that. If people got a load of brush, where do they go?
Not to me.
Not to you. Not so to do we need to offer some help. Where do they go?
Well, we're going to address that when we do the debris fields. I'm talking about the trash from their homes are laying on the ground. They're going to pick that up. They're going to put in a pickup.
And they're going to come to you.
Bring it to you.
Individual.
That answers my question, what you said we were going to do through Monday.
I got a follow-up question. How do we notify the commercial haulers not to bring storm waste to the transfer station?
Well, our people at the transfer station know who all the haulers are. Right. And between you and them, let's get them notified. Can you help us do that?
She can take care of that. She does a very fine job with that. So that's not going to be a problem.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we waive the fees until Monday.
Into business.
Monday evening for the transfer station for individuals with debris.
Related to the storm. I'll second the motion.
That's non-limbs.
We don't take them there anyway.
Now, motion's been made and seconded to waive the fees for individuals bringing storm debris, not limbs, to the transfer station through Monday. Discussion. I would like to add to that obviously we're going to give the transfer station employees the discretion if there's something that is that they need to make an individual decision on, they can. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Jim, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next order of business I'd like to talk about is extending hours of operation.
I'm ready.
Here's a question. Do we go normal? Do we open Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Do we open, it gets dark at 5:36.
6 o'clock.
Do you want to open the hours till 6 o'clock on Saturday
and
on Sunday?
I think we have to open it till 5 because you guys have a certain amount of cleanup time and stuff that you do. So from 7 to 5 on those two.
Chris, you're writing this down, right? Because you're going to have to notify the radio station.
You do want to open Sunday, not just extend the hours Saturday instead of 4 to 8 to noon. 8 to 5.
I would like to open Sunday.
Okay. What's your thinking, David?
You. I'll just try to get.
But we have to have staff, which is the
yes.
question that you're mulling over, I'm sure.
I can haul up till noon on Saturday.
Oh, right. We have the store.
I'm sure I can call them and extend the Saturday hours. I don't know about Sunday.
The landfill.
I mean, I don't know how many people is going to come.
Could you make a phone call or two before we do any voting right now?
Yes.
Step out and maybe call the landfill or whatever we haul it and say, how can we be extended?
Well, let's do it right now for Saturday, and then let's make the decision about Sunday later today.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking for Chris, though. He's going to make the phone call.
Right now it'll be Saturday because...
Saturday till 5.
And Monday. Because of
Monday's normal hours. I'm just saying we're only going to extend Saturday's hours.
They're off part of the day on Monday, aren't they?
Huh.
They say extend full day on Monday on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's normal hours.
Okay.
So right now, I'll move that we extend the hours of the transfer station on Saturday till 5 p.m.,
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
What are normal hours at the transfer station?
Noon.
On Saturday we close at noon.
But how long? I mean, what time do they open?
8 o'clock.
8 to 5 now on Saturday.
Okay, so we're doing 8 to 5 Friday and Saturday. And
he's going to make a phone call about Sunday.
Okay.
See, the problem is we can load our trucks, but we can load them.
Right. Can't get them off.
Can't load them without employees. That's what.
No.
Okay, about Sunday you're talking about. David's going to make a phone call and call the land. He'll be able to give us an answer shortly on that.
They will.
Gentlemen, I think what we've got to establish or discuss is green waste debris, two fields in the county.
that we can possibly burn or shred, whatever we want to do, but just the green, the trees, the brush, what do we do with that? For those people who don't want to make firewood out of it and just wants to haul it off their property, where do we take that?
The location on your side is the one I'm worried about. I already think it's already been handled over here.
Okay.
And those will have to be probably DNR permit approved, or we've already checked on that.
It's nothing, no big deal.
On the burning.
Okay. As long as we're not using any state money to haul this, all this stuff, which we're not, then we can do something.
And we need to get a permit, but we just need to follow through and get a permit, and that's DNR burn permit.
Just to burn it.
And I mean, that's not. It's the matter of getting it done.
That's what they did at the ice storm in Springfield. They created burn piles just on the edge of the city of Springfield for the ice storm and burned the material there. So we got to find one. Mr. Randy, can you think of some acreage, easy access, that we can create a burn pile or a green waste pile on the west side? No, I'm thinking close to the transfer station, so people, if they've got two piles on one trailer, they can get close to it. I'm thinking off Buchanan. I'm thinking off the high road somewhere. Isn't there a quarry, the old closed quarry for, not APAC?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe the old quarry up there, it'd be 4 miles north of Branson. It still wouldn't be that far. The one thing you got to remember, we really don't want to be in too close proximity of any.
Right. I'm thinking, is it 248 in High Road? Up there, wasn't there an old quarry up by near the Emory Creek entrance on the left side? When you're going up to Emory Creek on the left side, wasn't that an old quarry that they closed down?
I don't remember Corey being the one I'm thinking of is 160 and 65. But right now we've got a dirt pile in there that old quarry.
I know where you're at, 160 and 65.
Yeah, I don't remember when.
Who owns that land? Is that
Table Rock has that quarry?
Do you know Bob well enough?
I mean, we can be in contact with them and try to find something out.
What do you think, Ron?
I mean, that would work as far as just the vegetative.
That's what I'm thinking, vegetative area.
Right.
How's it going to get there?
Individual haul it. I'm just saying individuals. And if commercial haulers want to drop it there, if it's just vegetative, if it's just, I would say, brush and trees.
Right.
It's no big deal as long as it's a big pile.
I'm just trying to think of some different locations on off of 65, easy to get to. Surely there's.
You know, there's a spot in Hollister if you wanted to go to Hollister. I mean, actually, Hanson's got a tree service green waste facility where they shred at the old Jernigan Quarry. Don't they have? That's where they shredded. In Hollister.
No,
don't they have a green waste place in?
They used to have one at the
Hollister.
Well, I'm talking about at Branson and the over by the sewer plant, Jim, out on Fall Creek.
They closed it down.
They closed it down.
Well, they closed it down, but maybe.
Yeah.
What about? I mean, if they're going to haul it, what's the big deal to go to Jernigan?
Some place like that would be a closer proximity to where the.
Well, they shred it there, so I mean, it's not like they would burn that way. We don't even have to deal with it.
Right.
But there is a fee that's charged to drop off there.
Yeah.
So do I need to call Hanson's and see if we could see what the fee would cost, and maybe we work a deal out with them to drop off or to take the green waste there?
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, tub shredders, we might, if we can get those big things like they clean those power lines and they shove a whole tree in, we might.
They've got one. I mean, Hanson's did call me and says they can bring what they did for the O'Fallon tornado and part of Joplin. They've just brought their big shredder, and they can take up a 6x6, 2x4 and shred it, and small logs and stumps. And they got a heavy duty system they could bring down, but it does cost.
Right.
And so, but if they've already got
they've already got a field in Hollister, and they bring that big grinder down there once, whenever needed, but they do charge to drop off the waste. If we could figure out how to create that as a drop site, once it's loaded, it's loaded. It's not like a...
They can eliminate their cost of what they sell the mulch for or something like that. I mean,
that's part of their business plan. But right. If you want to, I could call and see what they would... What the cost... I don't even know what the costs are.
Right. We need to investigate that part of it.
That would probably be better...
We would have to manage it.
And everything, because this would be limited room, even in the old quarry, because we filled it up with... dirt, so.
Well, if you want to, with Mr. Housen, we could recess for 5 minutes while I make a phone call, and then
yeah.
You want to do that?
Just recess.
Just recess for 5 minutes here.